Chapter 1. Okay, I spy with my little eye. Is it the fortress? We agreed, can't do the fortress again. Is it a rock?
Nope.
Is it a boulder?
Yeah.
A boulder's just a big rock. I shrug. I can't help the scenery.
I can't help that our games of I Spy are getting repetitive.
We've been sitting in the same spot, looking at the same thing for a long time. And not a long time like ours.
Nope.
June and I have been perched on this billboard, staring out at that fortress for weeks.
We're doing a surveillance stakeout thing. We're basically spies. Spies who do their spying from really far away.
And spying from far away is good because the whole vibe of the fortress messes with my head. Like staring at an optical illusion that you can't quite figure out.
We've been at it so long that we've pretty much turned this billboard into our home away from home.
Away from home. It's darn near cozy now. We've got ball game butt pillows, a solar-powered hot chocolate machine, and enough reading material to last us until the next end of the world. On the plus side, it's given June and me some quality one-on-one time. We've got about 200 inside jokes. We're pretty much super chums who never ever argue.
For the last time, Jar Jar is not force sensitive. He's...
Hey, you're just messing with me again, aren't you?
Neener, neener.
It's been a very long and very weird few weeks. How weird? Oh, let me count the ways.
And the locations.
Right here. June and me perched on the billboard's walkway. June's hunkered down in a knit cap and an army jacket. It's a cool look, and I'm bummed she thought of it first. All I've got is a plain baseball cap and my camera. And down below, an elevated train track. That track leads to the thing in the distance. The fortress that looks like the sort of joint Skeletor would rent out for a Sweet 16 bash. It's spooky strange. Has it been built here? Constructed by some mad monster architect? We don't know. We just know it's not normal. Also not normal, the cosmic hand. The sucker-covered other-dimensional monster tentacle glove that is forever wrapped around my wrist and fingers. The cosmic hand used to do one thing and one thing only. Allow me to wield the Louisville slicer and use the slicer's other-dimensional energy to control zombies. But then I did something huge. I controlled a zombie without the slicer, with only the cosmic hand. Since then, the cosmic hand has been, like, evolving? That's not good. And in the past few weeks, it's changed a ton, which is scary. Scary enough that I've kept it secret. I feel like that character in every vampire movie who gets bit, but doesn't want anyone to know. So they have to go around hiding the bite marks, and it keeps making them more and more paranoid and nutso feeling. For real. I even got this extra baggy, super long sleeve jacket to keep the growing, changing part of the cosmic hand hidden. But if you look beneath it, you'll see. Bigger, scalier, more up my armier. Also really itchy. The cosmic hand is starting to feel like part of me. Or worse, like I'm part of it. And there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, if my monster buddy Skelko were here, I'm sure she'd have some suggestions for how to get rid of it. But I don't much like imagining them. But Skelka's not here. Neither is Rover. And worst of all, neither are Quint and Dirk and Drooler. They're missing. I'm worried about them. And I'm worried I'm starting to become an actual monster. All this worrying is too much to keep bottled up inside. Something's gotta give. I know what I need to do. I need to tell June about the cosmic hand. How it's been physically changing, like, a lot. Because maybe that'll help free up some space in my conscience. I've been trying to work up the courage to tell her for the past few weeks, but haven't been able to get the words out of my throat. Every time I start, I lose my nerve, and it's like, hey, June, I need to tell you something.
Sure, what is it?
Did I ever tell you I have a pillow shaped like a taco? But today's the day. I'm gonna tell her. Spit it out.